So I'm here with Sam McGovern, who's currently starring in the brand new production of Assassins at the Gate Theatre. Thanks so much for joining me today, Sam.
Thank you, Norma.
So this is a very big show. It's by maybe the world's most famous composer. I've got a little list of his credits. So Stephen Sondheim, he's won an Oscar, 8 Tonys, which is more than any other composer, 8 Grammys, a Pulitzer Prize, and a Laurence Olivier Award. That's not bad going. That's a great show to be in.
It's not bad going at all. And actually, it has personal resonance for me because I first saw my first Stephen Sondheim show was Sweeney Todd 10 years ago at this very theatre, the Gate Theatre, directed by the same director, Selena Cartmell. So I saw her Sweeney Todd, and 10 years later, the serendipity of, I mean, to be working with her was a dream anyway, but to be working with her on a Sondheim, on Assassins, a show that I know and love, when she's artistic at the director at the Gate Theatre, is really more what more could you ask for?
So this is the show that's come from like hit reviews in Broadway. Tell us a bit what the show is about.
So the show is a strange one. It's known as the bad boy of musicals because it documents a lot of attempted and successful assassination attempts on US presidents. So there's everything from John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Abraham Lincoln, to Leon Czolgosz, the part that I play, who assassinated President McKinley in 1901, all the way up to Lee Harvey Oswald and JFK in the 60s. So it's known as the bad boy of musicals because the timing was always very shaky. It came out in the early 90s. At the height of the Gulf War. So, and one of the interesting things about it is that it never transferred to Broadway when it first came out. It was original off-Broadway production, and the lead actor who played John Wilkes Booth, Victor Garber, said that it is the biggest disappointment of his career was that Assassins didn't go to Broadway. And then when it was finally to be revived, it was in 2001. And of course, 9/11 happened. It had to be deferred to 2003, which again was at the height of Iraq. So it wasn't, you know, sometimes things that kind of question the party line at all can be seen as unpatriotic. But we'd like to think, for unspecified reasons, that the sentiment has some resonance today. But it's a lighthearted, you know, it's darkly comic, and there are many reasons to see it other than, you know, just a very, it's sort of, I like to describe it as a slice of American history served hot.
And so you're a very experienced theatre actor, but you've also done musical shows. You were in Once, so you're well used to this kind of production.
Yeah, and actually Cathal Sinnott, the music director of Once, is the same MD on this show, and I'm being reunited with Brian Gilligan, who played the lead role of Guy in Once, so we're having a great time on it. If you told me a few years ago I'd be doing professional musical theatre this often, I wouldn't have known what to say, but you take whatever gigs you can, and there's a great ensemble in this cast, everyone from Kate Gilmore, who people will know from Fair City, to Avian McCann, who joined her in The Great Gatsby, and it's really just a fantastic, we have a lovely orchestra, and there's just a really great balance of voices and a good bit of colour and movement as well.
And so as an actor, do you approach things differently when it is a musical part?
It's hard to say. I mean, I don't think I'd prepare for it any differently to any other show. You just have to sort of have a few more strings to your bow when you're dealing with musical theatre. I mean, you still do all your prep in terms of character. Leon Czolgosz in this role, Assassins, was very interesting to research. I'm currently reading his favourite book. There's very limited information on him because people tend to sort of, if you'll forgive the term, kind of bastardize, you know, Assassins, saying, oh, they were this dark loner and they had this... They were always people, you know. It's very interesting. So I don't know if I'd treat it any differently. The only difference is that I'd have to obviously prepare the songs and prepare the dancing, which you know, we got there in the end. But it's always fun, you know. You're working with great people. David Bolger is the choreographer, and of course Selena, who's directing. So it's more kind of tools for the playground, I think.
Absolutely. And of course, Selena Cartmell is the artistic director. So this is a kind of a very big production for the theatre.
Yeah, I think it's a very important production, considering the resonance of it. But she has already directed The Red Shoes, which was fantastic. I saw that at the Gate. And obviously Sweeney Todd, which I referred to earlier. But it's a really interesting... This is coming as part of her inaugural season at the Gate, which is known as The Outsider. So there was everything from The Red Shoes and obviously Gatsby, with kind of the themes of The Outsider. I think this will be the... the penultimate, is that the right word? Or the final show that's in that season, and there's some very exciting shows to come, it seems, if the word on the grapevine is correct. But I'm delighted to be involved in any capacity.
And you're also in a current Irish film production at the moment.
That's right, Michael Inside. You've probably seen it plastered on a lot of buses going around the city. I play a lawyer in that. I play the Michael's lawyer who gets into some trouble. He's in the wrong place at the wrong time. But we've been absolutely delighted with the reception to what is, I think, Frank Berry's best film so far. He's the writer and director. I couldn't make it down to Galway, where it won Best Feature, Best Irish Feature at the Galway Film Fla, but it picked up the IFTA for Best Film. So I'm really delighted to be a part of it. I'm just glad that people are enjoying it, you know.
Very exciting, and I absolutely can't wait to see this unbelievable production of Assassins. So if you want to get tickets, that's on until the 9th of June, and you can get all the information at gatetheatre.ie. Thanks so much, Sam.
Thanks, Norma.